This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 226 people in Wisconsin have come down with whooping cough. Public health officials tell the Journal Sentinel that's a big increase over last year. Most infections have been in teenagers, but 9 cases are in babies less than a year old. A judge in Sturgeon Bay is dismissing a challenge to the way Wisconsin handles absentee ballot requests. The lawsuit objected to envelopes approved by the Wisconsin Elections Commission last year. The suit also sought to require written statements along with online absentee ballot requests. The ruling seen as a win for voting access. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on 2 proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. They'd prevent the governor from allocating federal money for the state without approval from lawmakers. Democrats say the questions are intentionally confusing, and the amendment would slow down help in an emergency.
Critical federal emergency funds could get stuck in gridlock in Madison rather than reaching first responders and the communities that are at risk.
State Party Chair Ben Wickler. Governor Evers says it would have been bad during the pandemic.
The Republicans took a 300-day vacation during the pandemic, didn't come into session. So what would I have done during that time? Nothing. I could not have responded with the money that was there.
The fall primary is August 13th. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting a funding boost. About $1.3 million in grants are going to areas along the Great Lakes. In Gibraltar, the money will go to recreation trails, which will also protect local water and wildlife.
If the swamps aren't, you know, protected and maintained properly, I mean, that's the filters of the earth before the water gets out to the lake. So I think it's pretty important we protect those filters.
Steve Soans is the Gibraltar town chairman. Wisconsin's Education Department is releasing its youth mental health data update today. Many kids say they're anxious or nervous, and it got worse during the pandemic. State Superintendent Jill Underley says schools should offer more mental health services. Scientists in Wisconsin are testing a possible new treatment for Parkinson's disease. UW-Madison doctors say brain grafts in monkeys have shown promising results. They say motor skills improved and symptoms of anxiety and depression were reduced. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In-person absentee voting is underway. In Waukesha and Milwaukee, there are different options for voting now in the August 13th partisan primary. All of the options are outlined at myvote.wi.gov. That website uses your address to show you your specific ballot, polling locations, and options when it comes to voting absentee. The city of Milwaukee provides a network of early voting locations. The city of Waukesha concentrates its early voting efforts at City Hall. A complete autopsy report still isn't done, so Milwaukee County prosecutors are waiting. The district attorney's office is pausing before making a decision on potential charges related to the death of Devante Mitchell. Mitchell died on June 30th after hotel staff and security restrained him outside the downtown Hyatt Regency. Yesterday, attorney Ben Crump was part of a rally advocating on behalf of Mitchell's family. 2 women died and 2 others were injured following a police chase that started in Muskego and ended with a crash in New Berlin Sunday night. Police say it started as a routine traffic stop and quickly escalated when the vehicle with 4 females inside took off. They crashed out at the intersection of National and South Martin Road. We're working on learning more about the 2 women injured. Harley-Davidson and its electric motorcycle subsidiary LiveWire are facing ongoing financial challenges. A report in the Milwaukee Business Journal says it's prompting both companies to talk about more cost-cutting measures. During a recent call with analysts, no specific cutbacks were announced, but both CEOs acknowledged the impact of current market conditions on their operations. Back in April, it was announced a California Harley office would close and merge into operations at the Milwaukee headquarters. Waukesha's parade memorial at Greedy Park is taking shape as construction continues. The work is causing the closure of Riverwalk Drive between Wisconsin Avenue and the Bethesda Park Bridge. The city plans to unveil the memorial on November 21st, exactly 3 years after the 2021 Christmas parade attack. Clay tiles made by the community are part of the memorial space. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Brewers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Trade deadline coming up tonight, and the Brewers sending outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. 9 years in the big leagues, 19 starts this year for Cincinnati, an ERA that started out at 3.56 but has risen into the fives. Meanwhile, just as the crew gets back Devin Williams as the closer, Trevor McGill goes on the 15-day IR. Manager Pat Murphy.
Breaking news. Trevor McGill on the IL. Lower back, he's been dealing with it for about 5 days. He'll get an MRI this afternoon. That's the way the cookie crumbles, man.
Brewers last night with a nice 8-3 win at home over the Braves. Home runs by Hoskins, Adames, Churio. NFL, Packers back on the practice field today in Green Bay. The Badgers football team begins training camp for the next 2 weeks at UW-Platteville.
Well, I think it's first and foremost, it's about getting away. To really get them to, you know, get to know each other and a lot of things even a little deeper.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's nothing like a little body shaming between dudes. Even though he was just trying to help, Matt Damon told Josh Hartnett not to put on extra weight for the film Oppenheimer because he would never be able to take it off since he's over 40. It was at that point Hartnett told Damon he had already added the 30 pounds for the role. Damon is no stranger to putting on weight for a role. Or at least that's what he says. The Academy Award-winning Oppenheimer had both Josh Hartnett and Fat Damon in the cast. Speaking of Hartnett, he was happy to get the opportunity to be in Oppenheimer. Hartnett addressed his showbiz break a few years ago where he turned down two Superman roles after he says his fame was getting exhausting and experienced fans showing up at his house and a man following him one time with a gun. It was for that reason he switched from heartthrob-type roles and focused on parts where he could disappear into the character. Well, I guess you could say the summer box office is no longer slumping. History was made this past weekend as Deadpool and Wolverine raked in $211 million at the gate domestically and $444 million worldwide. Just think, if I had gone to see Deadpool as planned, you could have tacked on another $12. The third installment in the Deadpool franchise shattered a record for an R-rated movie opening. It's the fourth richest opening weekend for a superhero film in history and the biggest since Spider-Man No Way Home, which took in a ridiculous $260 million opening weekend with a more tame rating. Another milestone was achieved when last weekend's take pushed Marvel's Cinematic Universe movies past the $30 billion mark in worldwide ticket sales, making it the top grossing franchise in history, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Rounding out the top five were Twisters in week number two with a $36 million haul. Despicable Me 4 Inside Out 2 has shown incredible staying power, coming in fourth, and surprise hit Longlegs came in fifth. A good actor or actress will do anything to get the shot. In the case of Jennifer Aniston, that means getting splashed with oil like she did while shooting a scene for an episode of the new season of The Morning Show. Few details were given by the New York Post, which posted photos of her covered in black oil. The Morning Show received several Emmy nominations, including for Best Drama Series and Lead Actress for both Aniston and her co-star Reese Witherspoon. The Morning Show is in its fourth season and airs on Apple TV. Gwyneth Paltrow has lots to say, and it's all important, according to Gwyneth Paltrow. On social media, the Oscar winner said she was confused about Robert Downey's announcement at Comic-Con last week that he will return to the Marvel franchise in The Avengers to play Dr. Doom. Not sure what's so confusing about that. Paltrow played Marvel character Pepper Potts, who was Downey's love interest in Iron Man. She could just be jealous he's seeing other fictional characters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow night into Thursday. Other than that, plenty of sunshine, warm and very humid. Our high today, 86. Tomorrow, 85 with a heat index over 90 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.